Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Country artist Derek Rattan, originally from Bracebridge, Ontario, and now calling Nashville home, has four CCMA nominations this year. They are for Male Artist, Songwriter, Single, and Video of the Year. His current album, entitled Sunshine, has sent several songs to the top of the charts on radio and CMT, including Up All Night and the CCMA-nominated That's How I Want to Go Out. He's here to talk about the album, songwriting, performing, and much more. My pleasure to welcome Derek Rattan to the show. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Hey, doing just terrific. How are you this morning, this fine morning? Are you calling from Nashville?
I am indeed. Yeah, I'm on a rare day off at home today, so that's where I'm calling you from.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Those four nominations, Male Artist, Songwriter, Single, and Video of the Year, and the last three in that category are for your great song, That's How I Want to Go Out. I understand that song has meant a lot not only to you but to people who listen to it.
It seems to have, you know, and that's something that I always strive to do when I'm writing a song is whether it's an up-tempo song or a ballad, something that's more of a story, is write songs that people can relate to, and I think that can certainly be said about That's How I Want to Go Out. I get Facebook messages, Twitter messages, all sorts of messages from folks who have told their own story, you know, to me, shared it with me about how they relate to that song. They have their own story in their family that could be the lyrics of That's How I Want to Go Out. So it's as a songwriter, you know, that's, again, that's something I strive to do and write those songs that people can relate to, and that's one that they do.
It must be a pretty amazing feeling when you write that song, in this case with Lee Thomas Miller, and you really believe in the song, but when you first start to share with others, whether it's just you and your guitar or the single, and you're getting that initial reaction and you know, we did it, we tapped into something that other people can relate to.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, because I write a lot of songs here in Nashville. I besides making my own records, I try and write songs for others, and in doing that, I will write a lot of songs during the year and then demo those songs and turn them into my publisher. And then my publisher will then go out and play them for people and try and get them recorded by other artists. And we had demoed That's How I Want to Go Out long before I recorded it for my Sunshine album. And Lee actually demoed it and someone else sang it. I didn't sing it. And I think we knew we had a great song, but I had never had the experience of playing it for people because I hadn't recorded it yet. But once I recorded it and then started to play it, even just acoustic on my guitar, and I
right.
saw the reaction that it got, it was quite a magical thing. And it made me so very glad that I'd recorded it, you know, that I got to be the vehicle through which people heard that song, because I think it is a special song.
Yeah. Now, is it hard in that case because you've got songs that other people have recorded that you've written? I'm sure there were cases where maybe you considered recording it. Is it ever a tough choice to let someone else record it because it means so much to you?
I'm sure I will have that at one point in my career, hopefully. but so far, not. I mean, in most of the cases when people see that I've written a song for another artist, whether it's, you know, Eric Church or Aaron Burchett or Dierks Bentley or whoever it is. In almost all of those cases, when we got together to write the song, they had called me and said, hey, I'm making a new record. Would you like to get together and write a song for it? And so when you know going in, therefore, when you go into that writing appointment, that whatever the fruits of your labor end up being that day, the other artist has first dibs on it, because that was the condition, you know, that you into which you walked into the room. I've always known that, but I've never heard a song of mine on the radio that I wrote and went, man, I wish I was singing it and not him, just because, like I say, those songs were written for those other guys, and the cool thing about what I do is this gets me more songs on the radio, quite selfishly. I get to hear them sing their song, which I wrote, and then I can go and release my own record. So it's for me, it's a nice balance and a good mix.
That sounds great, and we should let our listeners know the Aaron Prochette songs that you've been involved with, Hellbent for Buffalo, Let's Get a Rowdy, Hold My Beer. Now, Hold My Beer went on to win a CCMA. That's become quite a party anthem.
It sure has. I always and one of the things that I do in my shows, Dave, is I'll do a couple of medleys of some songs that I've written for other artists, and I think the fans enjoy hearing that, you know, and I know I would if I were a fan of an artist and I heard them play a song that they didn't record but that they wrote, that someone else made popular. And so we do a couple of those medleys, and we play Hold My Beer, and My Way is in that medley too that Aaron recorded of mine. And and anyway, I always issue a little disclaimer with Hold My Beer, because one time I in an autograph line, a lady came up to me and she said, you know, my 4-year-old son runs into my bedroom every morning yelling, hold my beer. And I just, I was mortified as a parent. I'm thinking, oh, great. You know, what have I done? But no, it's
too
fun to get to play those songs live, even though I didn't record them, you know?
Now, can you tell us a couple of stories about Victoria Banks? I've had her on the show several times before, and, of course, she's from that same vicinity in Ontario, the great northern area. And I guess you guys knew each other. Was it from high school?
Yeah, we actually met in high school. She started dating the bass player in my band, who was also my best friend. And that's how we came to know each other. I had a band in high school, and she would join us occasionally on gigs and play keyboards actually with us. And then when she moved to Nashville, she spent some time living with my wife and I, sleeping on our couch, kind of as she got her feet wet. And so it's been cool to watch her success, we'll see each other on the road occasionally, you know. And we actually did a gig together. We were both on the same festival in Ontario 2 weekends ago, and she said that someone brought one of her high school yearbooks through the autograph line after the show. And so she said, be warned, you're going to have to sign your old high school picture. And I said, thanks for the warning.
That is great. Now, with both of you, it was a case where it wasn't overnight success. I mean, I guess it seldom is. When the wait's a bit longer and you work hard to get there, and now you've got this success, Derek, is it a little bit sweeter knowing that you earned it, as opposed to maybe, you know, sometimes people have it thrown upon them pretty quickly if they're on a talent show of some kind?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the folks who come through those talent show things, you know, they have their own challenges too. I know I certainly wouldn't want to go that route, just because I don't think I could take the stress of it, quite honestly, with all the stuff that they put those kids through. I think we've all got our own challenges. And everyone comes to it differently. You know, there's no right way or wrong way. But I mean, certainly everyone that I know or I'm connected to have sort of taken the long way. And the common sort of the joke is you're an overnight success that took 10 years. But that's kind of everybody I know, you know.
Right.
I think people underestimate the amount of legwork that goes in on the you know, the front side of a career before anyone ever hears your song on the radio. So, I wouldn't change a thing though about the way that I've gone about doing it, because I'm pretty darn happy where I am right now.
Yeah, you've had great success with your albums and singles and videos as well. One of the songs that you co-wrote with Jimmy Rankin, and you've written a few with him, which we're going to share in just a moment, is called Up All Night. Derek, can you tell us about the inspiration behind it? And it's such a great song. I'm sure this is one that a lot of people sing at karaoke. And have you heard people do karaoke versions of your song?
Not of this one. I've actually had clips emailed to me of, or you know, that'll show up online of people doing When You Come Around. That's a popular one for karaoke for some reason. But Up All Night, the story behind that song is Jimmy Rankin and I, of course, had, I was a huge Rankin Family fan back in high school, and had an opportunity to meet Jimmy, and we exchanged phone numbers. And out of the blue one day, literally a year after we had met, he called me and said he was going to be in Nashville. And we got together and wrote two songs, one of which was First Time in a Long Time, which ended up being the title track and a single from my second record. And we won a SoCan Award for that song. And we'd only written those two songs. And then he called me again. It was 2 weeks before I was going in to finish the Sunshine record, and told me he was coming to town. And I said, great, man, let's get together. And I had an idea that I needed a song on the Sunshine record that sort of, you know, was kind of a party song, although I hate that term, but kind of a song where, you know, people are having fun. And for me, coming from Bracebridge, Ontario, the Legion in my small town was sort of the epicenter of all of good times and of community. And you know, it was a central entertainment sort of spot. And Jimmy, I think, was approaching it from, he said, I've always wanted to write a song about a maritime kitchen party. And so we kind of combined our thoughts, and we wrote Up All Night. And it was, you know, that song's been so good to me. And it's one of my favorites to play in concert right now.
Very cool. Well, let's share that now. This is Derek Rattan, and the song is Up All Night here on In the Country.
Bar, a band playing Skinner CCR. The place is packed and they're still piling in. Hope nobody calls the cops again. Hey, oh, having too much fun. Worked all week, now the work's all done. Everybody's feeling alright. So what do you say? Let's stay up all night. She'd be home late. Jenny threw beer in her boyfriend's face. Tommy passed out, still holding his glass. Someone took a marker to a big mustache. Hey, oh, having too much fun. Worked all week, now the work's all done. Everybody's feeling alright. So what do you say? Let's stay up all night. At a quarter to two, we drank all the beer and the whiskey too. The band just kicked off, give me three steps. Ain't nobody going home just yet. Hey, oh, having too much fun. Worked all week, now the work's all done. Everybody's feeling alright. So what do you say? Feeling all right.
And that is Derek Rattan with Up All Night. He is nominated this year for Male Artist, Songwriter, Single, and Video of the Year. And then the last three relate to a song we're going to share in just a little bit here on the show. You can head over to DerekRattan.net and learn more about this great artist. Derek, over the years, you've had a chance to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. What has that experience been like?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was the kind of thing where it's a dream come true. And my family all came down from Ontario, and little Jimmy Dickens introduced me, which just couldn't have been more surreal and cool. And I actually got to play the Opry three times, and I don't even, honest to goodness, I don't remember anything about the first time when I was actually on stage, just because it was so, you're so nervous while you're out there, and you're aware of the sort of the historical significance of where you are and where you're standing, that that your brain is kind of overloaded. And I remember a little bit more about my second and third times, but that was an experience I'll never forget for sure. A once in a lifetime opportunity.
There really is a certain magic there, isn't there? I mean, I've talked to artists who've shared that, and growing up on whether it was TNN or CMT when they carried the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday nights, it's such a great pleasure to watch it, and all the legends have played there through the years.
Absolutely, yeah, and you see them hanging out backstage too. I mean, they're walking around. I mean, Bill Anderson and Jeannie Seeley and Jack Green and all these folks are just kind of hanging out, and it's truly a unique, wonderful experience.
What's it like when you run into some of these legends, big stars that you know heard and seen over the years? Someone like a Bill Anderson, do you get nervous as well as somebody who knows that they're famous and you've looked up to?
I don't know that I get nervous, but I'm very aware of how. It's always very cool to meet somebody like that, obviously, that you've grown up watching and listened to, and you know their catalog, you know different songs, and you honestly, you get a little numb to it just living in Nashville, just because they're everywhere. You know, Bill's a good example. He and I wrote for a while for the same publishing company, and we wrote a couple of songs together, and I'd see Bill just standing, hanging out in the kitchen, drinking coffee, you know, at the writer's building. And so you kind of, a little bit getting onto it, my wife ran into Garth Brooks at the hardware store. I saw Reba McEntire at the movie theater once. I mean, you kind of, and you're aware that, oh, there's Reba getting popcorn, you know, but it's not.
Right.
It wouldn't be like if you saw her in Toronto or somewhere and you were like, oh, well, there's Reba. What's she doing here?
Yeah.
You know what she's doing here in Nashville because she lives here.
Right. Very interesting. Yeah, great way to put it. You kind of get used to it, and that's their territory. With the album itself, I know that one of the things you wanted to capture on it was the live energy that is at your performances. Is that a bit of a challenge when you go into the studio and get the song to sound like it would sound and all that energy with it?
I don't think so. I mean, it can be. A lot of it boils down to the players that you choose as your studio musicians, you know. And I've had the good fortune to do a lot of demos in Nashville in my job as a staff songwriter, and so I've developed a good rapport with some of the best musicians in the world, quite honestly, who play on these country records and demos, and a lot of it is player selection and playing, picking guys who I know are going to be able to perform with an energy that is consistent with my live show. And I think we really did that on the Sunshine record and especially the new record, Up All Night, Derek Rattan Live, the new record that comes out September 20th. We have, now the bulk of it is a live record recorded at the Calgary Stampede in July. 11 of those tracks are from that show, and because it's from a live show, it kind of also functions as kind of a greatest hit almost, because each of those 11 tracks are from songs that have been singles for me, and then there are four new songs on there as well that are that are studio tracks played by my studio band so that we can have singles to send out to you guys at radio. It's great. I'm thankful to get the opportunity to make this live record, and I thought it was the perfect time to do it because I felt like the energy with my band was locked in and great. I'm real proud of it. I can't wait for it to come out on September the 20th.
Yeah, that sounds great, and we'll look forward to seeing updates at DerekRattan.net, places we can get it online, of course, iTunes and in stores as well. But a live album is always great to hear, and I know it's going to capture all that energy. Let's talk, Derek, about the CMT Hit List Tour, which is coming up at the end of September. It's going to hit 25 or 26 cities across Canada. It's you and Dean Brody and Aaron Lines. Not only are you performing all your great hits, you're going to be doing hit cover songs as well.
Yeah, isn't that a cool idea?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I thought that when they first told me about that, I thought that is a neat spin on it. But what's going to happen is all three of us are, as you mentioned, going to play our the songs you would expect from us, our own hits. And then two things are going to happen. One, we're going to do a little acoustic set in the middle of the show where we kind of just totally unscripted. We may take requests from the audience. We may just play something new we're working on, you know, whatever it is. So that's thing one that's kind of cool and unique to this tour. And then thing two is through the CMT website, cmt.ca, fans can, there's a list of cover songs on that website, and fans can go on there and vote what four cover songs they want Dean and Aaron and I to play in their town. And so the list will change in each city each night. And, you know, I mean, there's lots of stuff on there. Your Cheating Heart is on there. Fishing in the Dark, Copperhead Road, Heart of Gold. I mean, there's some classic country. There's some contemporary, some classic rock, and some different things, some contemporary country. And so it'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to that aspect of it. I think that's how we're going to close the show, actually, is the three of us on stage together performing these top four cover songs that have been voted on by the fans.
That is such a cool concept, and I haven't heard of that before as far as fans getting to vote online for that kind of thing. Do you have, aside from the ones that are on the list there, Derek, when you're in concert, do you have some favorite cover songs you like to do?
I do, yeah. That's something that that I really enjoy. You know, I think that's I went to a Bruce Springsteen concert here in Nashville about a year and a half ago, and he played Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. And I just thought that was so cool to you know, have this artist play, totally not expecting to hear Bruce sing Ring of Fire. And so when I do my shows, and I was doing it long before I saw Bruce do that song, but I just thought of it, so I thought I'd mention it. But I like to play some certain songs that were big for me when I was coming along, you know, when I was growing up, things that made an impression on me. So it's not uncommon at one of my shows to hear a Waylon Jennings song or a Steve Earle song, or occasionally we'll do a little piece of a Johnny Cash song or a Steve Miller Band. Even might throw that in the summertime if we're in the mood for that. So it's pretty cool. I think that the fans enjoy that, and I know the band and I sure enjoy playing those songs. So it seems to work for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. It's a fan favorite to hear not only the fact that they're cover songs and we all know them, but to know that they mean something to you as well, because that's why you've chosen to perform them. Let's turn to now the CCMA-nominated song, Derek. It's such a beautiful song. There's a video for it as well that helps to tell the story along with the song. That's How I Want to Go Out. Again, you wrote this with Lee Thomas Miller. Can you just maybe tell us about the inception of the idea? Did the title come first, or the concept?
The title did on this one, honestly. I have no idea where this title came from. I was literally walking upstairs in my house, and about halfway up the stairs, the title just fell out of the heavens and into my head. And I've had a few ideas come to me that way, and I didn't have it all sketched out, but I got together with Lee, and Lee had just come off a big song for Trace Atkins called You're Gonna Miss This, which he wrote. And I felt like he was a great co-writer to share that idea with. And I'd actually bounced it off a few people and you know, didn't get anywhere with it. And Lee, we just sat there and chiseled on it and got got most of it, I think, in that one day. And again, you know, you're, as a songwriter, you're drawing from your own experience or the experience of family members. And I think each of us saw whether it's parents or grandparents kind of in that song, and that's how we related to it. And I'm so glad that song got written.
It's a beautiful one, and again, it's nominated for Single of the Year. The video is up for an award, and you're up for a Songwriter Award based on this one as well. This is Derek Rattan, and That's How I Want to Go Out here on In the Country.
The doctor said we've run out of options. But we can stop the pain and help you sleep. That old man laughed and slowly put his shirt on. Said, son, dying here with you don't comfort me. I'll turn 88 next Tuesday if the good Lord lets me tarry. And I'll spend it on the front porch with my arm around my neck. I've learned a lot about living, but the only thing I'm sure about now is I came into this world in the arms of a woman who loves me. And that's how I wanna go out. That's how I wanna go. Across Europe with my buddies in the 2nd Infantry. Back when it was raining German bullets, I never should have made it past 19. But I lived to see an angel at the altar. Loving her's the reason I'm alive. Doc, it feels like I'm just getting started. So sitting here with you, I'm just wasting time. I'll turn 88 next Tuesday if the good Lord lets me tarry. And I'll spend it on the front porch with my arm around my Mary. I've learned a lot about living, but the only thing I'm sure about now is I came into this world in the arms of a woman who loves me. That's how I want to go out.
And there's Derek Rattan, That's How I Want to Go Out, a CCMA-nominated song from his current album, Sunshine. You can learn more about Derek at DerekRattan.net. Derek, one of the great songs you all remember made famous by Dierks Bentley that you co-wrote with him, along with Brett Beavers, was What Was I Thinking? It put Dierks on the scene, and you managed to fit in some Dukes of Hazzard references. That must have been pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool. I was glad to get to do that.
And it was a fun up-tempo song, and you and Dierks have been friends, I guess, for quite a while now.
Yeah, we started in the trenches together at Sony ATV Publishing in Nashville before either one of us had anything going on, and you know, just kind of came up, got writers deals at the same time, and got record deals at the same time. So it's fun to be able to sort of have that in common and get to kind of you always kind of appreciate those people who were there kind of in the beginning of your deal, you know.
I'll bet, and it's great to see the two of you in your video for Good Time. You can see the friendship there and the fun, and it's a great duet between the two of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That was I was glad that we were able to work it so that he could be in that video, because with our schedules being crazy and kind of what they are, it's tough to sometimes coordinate those things. But we pulled it off, and we had a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. You've had Aaron Prochet record, Eric Church, and Dierks Bentley, and others that we can see at your website. A lot of them you've co-written, although obviously and that's why they've recorded them. You've written with the artist. But is there somebody out there yet that you haven't pitched to, that you've got a song you think might be right for someone or that you'd like to write with?
I would love to get George Strait to record one of my songs. He came close on his previous record, but kind of fell through at the last minute. But I'm a huge George Strait fan, and I'd love to get a song on one of his records for sure. I'm fortunate to. People used to ask me if you could have anyone record your songs, who would it be? And there were two artists that I respected a lot that I always said that I would like to have that happen. One was George and one was Gary Allen. And several years ago, Gary recorded a song that I wrote, and so I've had that happen. So now I just need the other one.
That's amazing. It must be a great feeling when you look up to someone and you know they've got the voice for your song, and the odds are so high, and then Gary cuts it and records it, and there it is on the album.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, outside of music, of course, your big focus is on music, touring, recording, songwriting. Derek, when you're not focused on the music, do you have stuff you like to do, hobbies, things that keep you entertained?
Yeah, I do. I like to there's lots of things that I like to get into. I like to spend time outdoors, and I have a compound bow that I like to shoot, and just, you know, hiking and camping and hanging out with family, as well as you know, I'm into movies. My wife and I watch a lot of movies, and when I'm off the road and home in Nashville, I tend to lay pretty low, you know, and leave the wild stuff for when I'm on stage.
With the movies, do you like the older movies? You like the classics, or you like to keep up with the new stuff?
A little of both, you know. I like the older stuff, but I also like the more contemporary stuff that's a little offbeat, and a little bit of everything, honestly.
Very cool.
I'm not in one genre. I like action stuff, comedies, dark comedies. I like it all.
Awesome. Well, we love your music. The latest album is called Sunshine, and you've got Up All Night, the live album, coming out a bit later in September. And again, our listeners can keep up to date with you online at DerekRattan.net. I wish you all the best at the CCMAs. Derek, so appreciate your time, and it's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Hey, Dave, you as well, man. I appreciate what you're doing there, getting country music out to the folks on the web and playing my songs. I know you're a big supporter, so thank you so much for what you do for the format. I really do appreciate you.
Appreciate that, Derek. And again, I love your music and wish you all the best. And been a real pleasure. My guest today has been country artist Derek Rattan. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.